Kedinas Hayom. And he can't say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. If there's Edim, Yiskayim Yesha. Of Edim, if there's Edim on it, so then Yiskayim b'choisamav. Rashi says, "Veini yachol mefarish v'azel ma'hi." The Gemara is going to tell you what it means. Veini yachol. What does it mean? He can't do it. What does it mean? Im yeshal of edim iskayim b'chosamav. What does it mean? Im yeshal of edim. What does it mean? What is the translation of the words "im yeshal of edim" mean?
If there are edim,
where? Zero.
If there are edim, is what?
Zero.
If there are edim chasima, what a shtar doesn't need edim chasima.
No, it says.
Why would it need Im yeshal of edim iskayim? If there are edim, then yiskayim. It sounds like you don't need edim. That would mean that this Mishnah paskins like Rabbi Lazar. That's what the Tosis Yom Tov says. This Mishnah is a Mishnah of Rabbi Lazar. Im yeshal of edim means if there are edim, then you don't need edim. But if you have edim, so then it sounds like you don't need Edom. Moshe Feinstein asks the question, hold on a second. Rabbi Lozo says you don't need Edom, but that's only if you're bringing a get from somewhere local. Maybe get Medina Sayyam, we need to have Edom, you just know you're a shluch. How could you talk about saying funny nothing or anything like that if there's no Edom on the get? So it's the Amazon you need Edom. What do you mean, Im Yesh Alav Edom?
We can prove Rabbi Lozo and Rabbi Lozo because if there's no Edom, it won't work, so you have no proof of him.
Huh?
There's no Edom on it.
What does it mean if there's Edom? If there's no Edom, then it's like if you bring a get that's puzzle, then it's puzzle. That's obvious, right? So what do you mean? If you bring a get that's puzzle, obviously the get's kosher without the Edom. Just if you have the Edom, then you could fix your kiyum, your kiyum problem with that.
Talking
about a case
when there's
Edom or Ebelis kind of
there,
if
there's Edom there,
they're
able to verify the signature
of the
Scott.
So, what
does Im Yesh
Alav Edom mean?
That's
are there
Edom
in the get?
No, it's not kosher until Edom comes.
So, what we say up until now means if there are Edom in the get. Im Yesh Alav Edom means there's Edom that are on the get, meaning in the get. That's the way it says Yom Tov learns. Rabbi Yonasan Miloniel says, it just means if the Edom on the get are recognizable. That's what it means. Im Yesh Alav Edom, it means Edom that you can recognize. But he still says it means if there are Edom that are in the get. However, the Tiferes Yaakov wants to say it's a different pshat. It's a Tiferes Yaakov. It doesn't mean Edom in the get. Im Yesh Alav Edom means there are Edom about the get. For sure there are Edom signed in the get. Why? Because maybe possibly like Rav Meir, or maybe because when you bring from this game, you have to have Edom in the get. What does Im Yesh Alav Edom mean? If there are Edom that can give you information about the get, then what does Yiskayim B'Chosamav mean? Listen to them! So then according to the Tiferes Yaakov, these two go together. Im Yesh Alav Edom, those Edom are Yiskayim B'Chosamav. According to the pshat we set up until now, Tosis Yom Tov, Rabbi Yonasan Miloniel, it means Im Yesh Alav Edom. If you have Edom in the get, if there are Edom there, then do your best to be Mekayim B'Chosamav. What? Yeah, Yiskayim through these Edom B'Chosamav.
What?
So B'Chosamav means the Chosamav of the get. Im Yesh Alav Edom, if there are Edom about this get, Yiskayim the get, the Chosamav. Not they signed it. No, with the Chosimus of the get. There are Chosimim in the get. The Lashon is Taka a little bit interesting, like you're pointing out, but that's the way that the Tiferes Yaakov is going to learn. Im Yesh Alav Edom, if there are Edom that know anything about this get, Yiskayim the get, the Chosamav, you'll be Mekayim the get with its Chosimus, with the get's Chosimus. We're going to get there in a second. I'll spoil it. Okay. So those are the three pshatim we have in the Gemara. Yesh Lev Edom, according to the Tosis Yom Tov means you don't have to have Edom. If you're pumped to have Edom on the get, we pass like Rebbe Lozo, you don't need Edom. And it means Edom in the get, and maybe you have Edom in the get, maybe you don't. The Rebbe Yonasan Miloniel says, for sure you have Edom in the get, and it's referring to those Edom. So you mean Im Yesh Alav Edom? If you have Edom that you can recognize, if the chesimas that are there are recognizable. And according to the Tiferes Yaakov, it means if there are Edom that can tell you about the get, not Edom in the get. Yesh Alav Edom means Edom about the get. Then Yiskayim B'Chosamav, use those Edom to be Mekayim. Mm-hmm. How are you in Kayim B'Chosamav? Is Medayik Cheski, what?
Not being Ma'akev, the signature.
What?
not being machlech chesim, which is being laid about the get that what?
No, they're being in the machlech chesim. Ishlav edim that a machlech chesim.
Why is it different?
What?
What's different between the
chesim? That's exactly. You mean the Rabbeinu Yosef millennial? Rabbeinu Yosef millennial says the words in Yeshlav edim are referring to the edim in the get. If the edim in the get are recognizable, then recognize them. According to Pharisee Yaakov, it means if you have anyone that recognizes, are the Edom talking about the Edom that have signed or the Edom standing here? That's the difference. According to the Tosfos Yom Tov, it's talking about the Edom that signed. Maybe they did sign, maybe they didn't. According to Rabbeinu Yonasan, it's talking about the Edom that did sign. For sure they signed. Maybe you recognize them, maybe you don't. According to the Tosfos Yom Tov, it's talking about Edom that are standing here. Maybe they're here, maybe they're not.
Moshe Feinstein is the one that brought up the question?
Yes.
Says we do need
Adam. Yeah, you can't have a get without Adam. Even according to Rabbi Lazar, if it's me, Medina said, yeah, you need Adam, just know this person's a real guy. Says the Gemara, it's really a Mishnah. Im yeshlov Adam miskayim b'chaysamav. How do you miskayim b'chaysamav, says Rashi? Yavayu hamakirim hachasima v'kasher. Those that are makir, the chasimas come and they say it's kasher. Frek the tiv gitten. Hold on a second. Frek the tiv gitten. He asks a question. He says there's more than one way to do to be makayim the chasimas. You could be makayim the chasimas, not just yavo hamakirim hachasim of a kasher. Rashi said on davezam at aleph. How else can you do it? Rashi only said two. Right. What? Right. We're gonna get that. The Ye'idu Eidim al Chasimus Yadeya, let the Eidim themselves come and be made about their Chasimus. Why does Rashi leave that out? This is the question of the Tiv Gittin, Neraboisai. Lefi, what we said from the Teferis Yankiv, it's very Meduyik. That's what I think Chesky wanted to say before. The Teferis Yankiv says, what does it mean, Im Yeshel of Eidim? If you have Eidim that know about the get, Yiskayim Chesamov, so Rashi just translates, what do those Eidim do? They verify it, but we're talking about those Edom, other Edom. Im yesh alav Edom. We don't mean if the Edom themselves. What does Im yesh alav Edom mean? If there are other Edom that can tell us about this get. So Rashi says, Yavo hamakirim echasim of a kosher. But that's itself going to be a question. So why are we only talking about the Edom, other Edom coming? Why is the Mishnah only saying Im yesh alav Edom, other Edom? So you could say. No, there's Edom in the get. There's Edom in the get. If there are people that know about the Edom in the get, they come and tell us about the Edom in the get. But why don't we talk about the Edom themselves come? So you could say very simple that we're talking about Medina Sayyam. It's very unlikely that you're going to have the Edom themselves come and be made about their own chesimus. They're not here. They're not around. This is a maybe get me Medina Sayyam. Those Edom are somewhere far, far away. So Rashi's just being practical. What is it, or the Bryce is being practical. I maybe get me Medina Sayyam. You got Adam here that recognize. If not, this is not gonna happen. You're not gonna get the Adam to come from all the way over there. Could be. Fine. There's another question though on this Rashi. Why don't we use Dimui Shteris?
We had a problem back then.
Maybe they did. Maybe they've been sending Gittin, and we have their. Maybe this is. These are the Edom from Uzbekistan. These are the Edom there. Whenever they send Gittin from Uzbekistan, it's the same Edom. We got a get last week from Uzbekistan. Same Edom. Let's just check it with these Edom. Could be, right? It's only Drabanan. But we said that only works over there. The Mishnah that Beis didn't mention Dimui Shteris. The reason we said it didn't, because over there it's talking about Im Yeshal of Oirin Yiskayim Echaisam. Over there it's Dimui, right? We said that. If there's already Oirin here, then we won't rely on Dimui. But if here there's no Oirin, this is just a maybe get Medina Sayyam. There's no Oirin here. So why wasn't Rashi mentioned Dimui? It sounds like Rashi doesn't hold of the whole Dimui thing. So Dimui is not so clear that we could use that. What? Sounds like for over here, Rashi also can't use it. Yeah. Okay. Zok the Gemara. V'havinan bo. He answers, and we ask the question. My v'einu yachaloyma. What does it mean, v'einu yachaloyma? What does it mean, it can't say? What does it mean, my v'einu yachaloyma? So Tosis asked the very simple, what do you mean? Maybe it just means, he can't say. Because he didn't see. Because if he didn't see, he should just say v'lo amar. He doesn't say. It doesn't make a difference if he can or he can't. The words ve'ena yachol sound like something happened over here. Something's going on. It doesn't just mean that he's not saying. It doesn't make a difference if he didn't see. He did see. Mimakai mechaisimus. So it seems that just to say that he didn't say is not gonna. That doesn't fit. Something must have happened. What happened? Ma'ani yachol leimer. Ilema. Cheresh, if you're talking about someone who is a Cheresh, Cheresh Barasuya Gito? Cheresh can bring a get Bechlal? Vatanan, Hakuk Shel Habis a get, Chushme Cheresh Eite Vekatan. So what's the Gemara's question? We're saying, why are you worried about the fact that he can't say Befanenech Tefanenechtam? If this guy is a Cheresh, you got a bigger issue. He can't be a Shlech at all. So what do you mean? Maybe get v'ena yachol leimer b'fanenech t'fanenech tam. Your problems are not just b'fanenech t'fanenech tam. If this fellow is a cheresh, what's your problem? Can't be a shliach. The Gemara says v'ena yachol. What does v'ena yachol mean? Trying to figure out what it means. Maybe it means he's a cheresh. If he's a cheresh, so then, fact the Gemara, you got bigger problems than b'fanenech t'fanenech tam. You got problems with the etzem shlichus. Why? Because the Gemara says a kol kshem habis leget chutz mecheresh shayte v'kata. Zokt Rashi. Chutz mecheresh shayta v'katan, says Rashi, delav b'nei deren in hu, ve'ein yochol, the Rosh may have his lasoy shliach, but it's really leheyosoy shliach. That's all the magiyim change it. Ein yochol leheyosoy shliach legarish, ke aminu b'kedushin, ve'ein katan nasa shliach, v'odin anach, says Rashi, that there's a problem over here with a katan. What does that mean? It can't become a shliach. It can't become a shliach. Rashi seems to say our whole problem is that a cotton can't become a shliach. Why not? It's exeris akasev. A cotton can't become a shliach. We learn it out from kedushin. And a cotton nasa shliach can't become a shliach. Frekt Reb Aaron Leib Steinman Shlita. So sein gesunden stark. And he asks, even if a katan is able to be a shliach, mikol mokoim, ein ben koach lasos chalois geroshin. Can a katan make a geroshin for himself? No. Why not?
He can't be married.
Can he make a kedushin for himself?
No.
Even if he's able to.
So even if you would make him into a shliach, now that he's a shliach, so he's a person that's relevant to this discussion, but he can't do the gerushin. So why does Rashi seem to focus on the fact that he can't be a shliach? Stamazoy, he's out. He can't do the gerushin for him.
Giving so over even able the get in order to make a
galois.
He's not making a
galois.
The get is the
Magad. How is it? So there's a lot of things we can discuss here. How is it? In order to make this work.
How is it?
Let's just get right. Let's get Rabbi Leib's kasha, Rabbi Isai. Let's get the kasha.
How is it even able?
What do you mean?
Even if he's able to walk.
Even in theory, there'd be no pasuk saying a cotton can't be a shliach. But even without that, the cotton can't do gerushin. The cotton can't do kedushin. Can't do gerushin. No, because what do you need a pasuk for? You need a pasuk to say cotton isn't bar shlichus. Forget that. You don't have to tell me cotton is mufka from shlichus. The cotton can't do gerushin. So forget about whether there is a pasuk or isn't a pasuk. This is more fundamental. This is even without psukim, without gemaras anywhere. Cotton can't do gerushin. You don't have to give me psukim, learn from ish, learn from there, huadin, cotton, huadin, other people. It's very fundamental. This person cannot do a chalois.
He can't
be a shliach. A shliach is exeris akasiv. Do you need a pasuk to tell me a cotton can't do this? Do you need a pasuk to tell me? Do you need a gemara in kedushin? Do you need a limud from cotton who had din cheresh shaita? No, these people are mufka because they can't do a chalois. They're out.
Where does he can't do gerushin?
That's an assumption that Rabbi Aaron Leib has.
We have a mission.
Yeah.
The same thing.
They can't be.
Clearly,
the parsha we talked about.
That's his question. What's the parsha? It's a chur pashit. So there's two things to say. First of all, this might depend on a hakir we spoke about in Elul, about how shlichus works. If you remember, we had a hakir in shlichus, the Orsamech's hakira, about how, do you remember two pshatim in shlichus?
Yeah,
is it Yara Arichta, or is it Remember the other pshat? Empowerment. We said the nafkamin is, who's the megarish? Remember the chakira? Who's the megarish? Is it, I'm just an extension of you, and the baal still the megarish? Or the baal's no longer the megarish? The baal gave over the koach to the shlech during the gerishin. What would be a nafkamin if, after the baal made the shlech, what happened to the baal? He went crazy. It's a machloikas, Rambam and Tor. The shaila is, who's the megarish? If the megarish is now the shlech, who cares? The baal's crazy. Samach nishtais. Now the shlech is the megarish. Says the Rabban Leib, the shlech can't be a megarish if he's a cotton. You can't do gerishin if you're a cotton. You can't do a chalois. It's your chalois. The baal's crazy. It's your chalois. You can't do a chalois if you're a cotton. But if you're in the other way around, pum faker. If the baal is a shaita, you can't do the gerishin because it's not the shlech's chalois. Whose chalois is it? The baal's. So all the shlech is doing is a maisa for him. So can you have a problem with the shlech, the cotton, can't do the chalois gerishin? No problem. It might depend on that chakira. Okay? That could be pshat and rashi. Or you could say, like Chesky was saying before, is that when it comes to gerishin, anyway, the shlech is not really being piled the chalois. Who knows the chalois when it comes to gerishin? The get is the megar. Who made the get? The cotton made the get?
No.
No, who made the get? So who's doing the gerishin? The baal is doing the gerishin. So even if you hold, in a normal case, when you make a shliach, the shliach does the chalois, but when it comes to gerishin, it's different. Because gerishin, the get is the megarish. That's why if you want to be mevatel shlichus, the shlichus is in the get. You remember we spoke about that in Hashaleach? You mevatel shlichus from the get. We said, what does it mean, bitel haget, vasmetos? The Rambam says, you mevatel shlichus from the get because the gerishin licked in the get. It's not the koyach that the baal is giving to the shliach. The shlech is just doing the maisa gerishin. The get is doing the gerishin. The get's the megarish. Maybe. A koponim. I'm going to say something that's interesting and I don't have an answer for. Is a Rashi on Daf. Rashi on Daf. Tesamanav. Yes, my dear Ezra.
Why is Rashi focusing on cotton when we're talking about
cotton? Because the makor is from cotton. Hu adin cheresh. That's what says at the end. Hu adin cheresh. And the makor is from cotton. It's a good point. If you look at Rashi on Daf Tesamad Aleph, it's the Zelbiki Gemara. It's the same Gemara there. Look on Daf Tesamad Aleph for a second, Rabbi Yisai. Binyamin, you with me? Yeah? Tesamad Aleph. Mishnah says, I maybe get. That's our Mishnah we just brought. It's the exact same thing. Says the Gemara right there in Tesamalf, close to the bottom. Same Gemara. This is exactly the same. I would expect Rashi to be exactly the same. But look at Rashi, and there's subtle differences. Rashi says, She'ein behen das. They ain't shlichusan shlichas legarish. What? Ain't behen das. They ain't shlichusan shlichus legarish. Look at Rashi by us. Rashi by us says, ain't the lav b'nei dayanin hu. They ain't yochol leheosois shliach. They ain't got nase shliach. All these lishinus in Rashi of becoming a shliach. Can't become a shliach because they're not bnei deya. They're not people of das. Rashi over here seems to be saying much simpler. Rashi and Daftes. Ein behem das. The ein shlichus and shlichus legarish. The shlichus can't be a shliach legarish. It sounds like Rashi is saying almost as if even if he's a shliach, he can't do the garish. And why not? Because he has no das. It sounds very different than Rashi Bas. Rashi Bas is saying, listen, you got a problem. He can't become a shliach. Because shliach needs to be an ish. And an ish is someone with das. This person doesn't fit in the category of shlichus. You're not in the right category. Rashi over there seems to say, forget categories. You cannot do gerishin. Ain't shlichus and shlichus legarish. Maybe he's a shliach. I don't care. You can't do anything with your shlichus. Because he has no das. You made a cow a shliach. Can the cow do anything for you? No. Even if he is a shliach. So it sounds almost as if Rashi on Daf Tes is addressing what Rabban Leib wanted Rashi to say about us. It's a steer in Rashi's and I don't have an answer for that.
When I was learning, I wanted to say that
when Rashi is Lav Bredeya, Lav Bredeya, Ve'ein Rechlin, Rashi is saying 2 points. We'll tell it also to Joseph Rami. The Rashi is saying Ve'ein as a new point.
Okay. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. What says the Gemara? Says the Gemara. The cherish bar asuya gitur ratan chok shem lavis agel chutz mecherishot v'kot. Nam Rabbi Yisai v'chomai eskino kagon shenosnu lo kishu pikeach v'lo hispik loymer fanechtam fanechtam ashen escharish. So he gave it to him when he's pikeach. He didn't manage to say b'fanechtam fanechtam until he's nischarish. So it becomes a cherish. So, on the Nesino, when he did the Nesino, what was his status? Pikeach means he had his das. But now he wants to say Farech to Farechtam. Now he can't do it anymore. Because now it became a Cheresh.
How do they be something off something that's so rare? It's not even like, it's not even not.
You see that Mishnayos talk about very rare things.
It's not even not common.
It's so uncommon. The Gemara calls it Mishnayos Shia.
I know, but it's not even not common. It's
a
one in a billion. It's one in
okay. A billion. Okay. And what do you do when it's one in a billion? What should you do? And what should you do in one in a billion years? What should you do then? When it happens, what should you do?
Nothing.
What do you do?
You figure out from halacha.
Is that this? So we're telling you that halacha?
It's not. They don't say the Gemara doesn't usually say.
Okay, that's what the Gemara says. The case is figure that out. That's the case. Now, so let's get clear what happened. He gave it. He was fine. He wants to say Fanachta Fanachta, and now he lost his faculties.
And it's
after he flipped.
He gave it.
Now, comes along the Maharsh, the Rajba, I'm sure it's the Rajba. I would like to learn the Rajba together with you inside, Rabbi Yisai. And the Rajba says on the Gemara, where the fourth line of the Rajba, up until that, it's just a regular quote from the Gemara. V'davka kishenosnu la koydem shenischarish. It's only if you gave it to him before he was nescharish. Ha nescharish, afilu shah achas koidem nesina, loy! De kivan de nescharish, einoi nase shluach. The Rajba says the order is critical. It has to be he gave it and then became a cherish. What happens if he became a cherish and then gave it? It wouldn't work.
Obviously, if he was
nischarish
before he gave it, obviously it's good.
What?
We're talking about the
Baal
here, right?
You ask
the
question on the Rajba?
Yeah.
What's
obviously?
It's not the Baal, it's the Shliach.
The Shliach is nischarish, the Baal is nischarish.
The Shliach is nischarish.
Can you ask a question what you said before?
Hold on, just keep going. Hold it, write it down. Yeah.
On the fact that you could question what matters, at what point did he give over the shlichus? Because let's say he gives it over to the shliach, and why isn't it a matter if he's giving it over to get ready to give it over to the divorcee? What happens if he becomes charish on the way there?
Who's he?
The shliach.
Yeah, the shliach is a charish, can't give the get.
But the Baal gave it over to him. The Baal gave it over to the Shiach already.
Still can't give the get. He's a cherish. Can't give the get.
What's the cherish when he gave it?
He can't give the get. He's a cherish. Let's get clear what the Rajba is saying, Rabbi Yisai. Good. The order is critical, says the Rajba. The Gemara says he gave the get and then he became a cherish. Can't say fanach to fanach lem, says the Rajba. V'davka kishenosu lo koydem shenis cherish. Haneschalish, afilu shoakas kodim nesino, loy dekivin sheneschalish, einoy nasa shliach. Once it becomes a cherish, you can't give it. What is the Rajba adding to the Gemara? Asks Toivy very, very perceptively. That's the Gemara. A cherish can't give the get. Isn't that the Gemara? Hold on a second. Think about this question. Good. Hold on. Isn't that the Gemara? The Gemara says if you're a cherish, you can't give the get. Okay, that's a kasha on the Gemara. That's not a kasha on the Rajba.
Rajba is explaining the Gemara.
The Gemara. What? Rajba
is explaining the Gemara. He's saying, I read this Gemara,
Rajba
is saying,
that
it has to be, he first gave the get, then
before he said, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that. It's a Gemara. But he doesn't answer your question. So it's a question on the Gemara you have to deal with. Chase is not on the base, this is that kasha. But what's the Rajba adding?
What's the Gemara trying to show right now? It says in the Mishnah that we actually learned that if you end up with knowledge, you start off with as a charish and you end up with knowledge, then it's kosher. So right now it's saying the same exact thing as it says in the Mishnah. Why is the Gemara? It says that in Achav Gimel that you start off with, if you start off being a charish, and then
this is the other way around. This is the other way around. This is over here. We start as a pikech and became a charish.
Maybe the
Mishnah talking about
Rashi.
Maybe the Rashi says. No, Rashi says Nescharish. If you start, she started with a pekech and became a Nescharish.
Right before the
giving. Okay.
No, it wasn't before the giving. It was after the giving. Before he said.
What difference does that make? What difference does that make? A cherish can't give.
Cherish originally when the time God gave it to you, you can give it to him.
He can give it. It's not a problem of giving. It's probably fun enough.
Oh, so what Yossi is saying is follows. This is what Yossi is saying. Maybe the Havana is as follows. A cherish can't become a shliach, but if he made me a shliach when I was a pikeach, and then I became a cherish, then I can't give it as a cherish.
I don't know what it says. He gave it to whose law?
He gave it to her.
Woman shliach.
He gave it, meaning it's no shaykh, is that
It seems to be in the Gemara. So the Chorah, the Chiddush of the Gemara of the Rashba is as follows. What does it mean? Afilu Sho'achas Kodem Nesino. What does Sho'achas mean? What? A second before it. In general, we have a klal called Toi Chidei Dibor Kedibor, which is that a second before is going to be good. Rashba is saying over here, Toi Chidei Dibor will not help you. No, that's not a problem. You'll be Mekayim Chasimus. The Gemara says, listen, we got two issues here. One is the shlichus a good shlichus. The other thing is, how do you deal with the fact that we don't have Fanech to Fanech them? That will deal with Kim Chasimus. We'll deal with Adam. But what about the fact that he's puzzle? Says the Rashba, if he gave the get while he was a cherish, you're Dunsky. Afilu Shah Achas, even if it's a second before. Usually we apply a cloud to Chedidibur Kedibur. Over here the Rashba seems to say it's not going to work.
Okay, also, that even if just after he gave it, comes a cherish.
No, that's not true. We see Pum Faket.
Maybe
you would
say that's what he's saying.
No, he's not saying that. He's not saying that. He doesn't say that. He doesn't say that.
He's saying it would or wouldn't work.
What?
It would work. What? If he gives it to us, and within like split second, right after he goes dumb. It will work. So
you won't say Fanach to Fanach, then we'll bring Adam to be Mekayim the get. We'll bring Adam. He's not a Shlech anymore. He's done. Adam will be Mekayim the get. Maybe. But we're going to be Mekayim with the Chasimus now. If we can. If we can't, it's anyway possible. And if it becomes a Pekeach, then we have to take it back, probably. So why doesn't Tochi Deidibur Kedibur work over here, Rabbi Yisai?
It does work.
What happens is it becomes a cherish, and then it gives it within Tochi Deidibur.
It's not going to work.
Why doesn't it get work? Why don't you say Tochi Deidibur? It should work.
It's such a cherish that you say Tochi Deidibur doesn't work.
Why doesn't it work?
I think Kavi's question is because Lamai's the guy's a cherish now.
Okay, but Lamai gave it, but if Tochi Deidibur, it should work. I ask you the following question, Rabbi Yisai.
Tochi Deidibur doesn't work.
I want to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a question.
Is it good?
I'm going to ask you a question first. Let's say someone has a relative who is failing. They're about to die, and he tears kriya. And a second later, he dies. He tore kriya before he died, and a second later, he dies. Does he have to tear kriya again?
No. Yes.
I want you to say what you think.
I think you want me to say no.
Yes.
You want to say no, but you have to tear kriya again.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
no. Yushalmi says you have to tear kriya again.
Because the kriya is already tear, meaning like it's.
No, if you tear it before Torah Kedei Dibor, it doesn't work. Torah Chidei Dibur allows that the tearing is going to be Aramaic. So what does that mean? Even though I tore before he died, because it's Torah Chidei Dibur, we'll consider as if it happened at the same time. So even though it became a Cheresh before he gave it, but I gave it Torah Chidei Dibur, consider as if I gave it before he became a Cheresh.
That's a big difference, right?
What's the difference?
Ripping your shirt a second before and the guy being not able to, his shlichus is over.
What's the difference? 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 What's the difference?
What's the difference?
Explain the difference. It's a big difference. Shkoyach! What's the difference?
It's more harsh.
Why is it more harsh?
Because the shlichus has been cancelled. The marriage is the shirt being cleared.
Like, when I'm praying, he's never a shliach.
He was never a shliach?
If he's a cherish, he can't be a shliach.
The Kamen Lahabe can't be a shliach. That's only after, but Tochim Adibur, we can still consider as if it's Tochim Adibur. It's as if I gave it within the time.
Oh, Rabbi, the Rashba makes it sound like it happened retroactively. He says, the
Mekeva,
the Scharish, Eir, Nasa, can't make it much better.
Yeah, I don't know.
So Shlichus is over affected immediately.
Why? But what about the Din of Tochid anymore? So I think the Pshat is as follows.
Which Gemara?
Which Gemara? About Teren Kriya? I think it's Yishalmi.
Right.
So I think the Pshat is as follows. The Pshat is like this. Torah Kedei Dibur can work to make two things can be considered happen at the same time. But what happens if I need one to happen before the other one in order for the second one to work? In other words, if I am a Cheresh, I can't give the get anymore. So I need to give the get before I become a Cheresh. I can't do that because this one happened first. So if I need something to happen beforehand, Torah Kedei Dibur is going to make it work. For example, let's say a person's a Katan and he wants to do a mitzvah. What was the example?
Second
before it becomes bar mitzvah, he does a mitzvah. Does the mitzvah count? Avon or not? Why it's talking to you when becoming a gano? Because you need to be a gano before you do the mitzvah. In order the mitzvah can, you have to first be a gano. The being a gano is what allows the mitzvah to be a mitzvah. Torah Kedibur Kedibur only works on things that you want to happen simultaneous. But if something has to trigger something else, it has to happen first in order for it to be triggered.
It's not the thing.
Right.
But in that case, you first...
Over here, you're a Cheresh, and you're a Katan. And the Cheresh gives the get after he becomes a Cheresh, and the Katan does the mitzvah before he becomes a cut, before he becomes a gadol.
He gives a get while he's a kiah.
What?
He gives a get while he's a kiah.
Right. No, he's not giving a get in our case while he's a kiah. He's giving a get when he's a cherish. But, and he becomes, and...
He's a cherish, he can't give the get in the first place. He gives
it's talking about a case, he gives the get when he's a bikeach. And then he becomes a cherish, and he gives the get.
But why by decree doesn't work? Because the action wasn't triggered, so I'm guessing.
Because you don't need a mace in order to do a mace kriya. You just need the mace kriya to be done on the mace. So therefore, we could say that the kriya is happening with vasachas. What?
The kriya is a steward to the guy dying. The guy didn't die yet.
You don't need a
meat.
You can tear kriya without the misa. It's just you're not.
He's dead. He's not dead. Why are you taking?
Because it's as if it happened at the same time. This is called vasachas.
So
it's called I did a kriya at the time of the misa.
Well, the guy just rips his shirt randomly. He's
a cherish. That's what. At the point is as follows: what happens if it's kibush and nescharish ena nasa shliach? He's nescharish, and now he can know. What we're saying is he can't get the get even if it's tochid adibur. So we're asking a question: he became a cherish, and now we want him to give the get. Why not? It's tochid adibur. That's what we're talking about. We want to know, can it work or not? Saying the reason it doesn't work in a case when he was a bikech, became a cheresh, and Torah Kedibur gave the get is because I need to be a bikech first before I could give it. And over here, because I'm a cheresh, therefore I can't say it happened beforehand. This is the Rashba says this pshat. Okay, Rabbi Isai. But let me ask a question on the Rashba. What happens if he gives the get when he's a pikeach and becomes a cheresh afterwards? What's the din? No, nothing.
Why?
Bring me a raya What's the din? First he gives it, and he becomes a achirish afterwards. Toich chidei dibor. Toich chidei dibor. Toich chidei dibor. But yeah, but maybe he became a achirish afterwards. Toich chidei dibor. Why? Okay, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. That's based on the Tosfos. It's not muchach. We'll get to that. I derive from the Rashba because the Rashba says it's dafka, it's nostra kodim shenischarish. But if you give it afterwards, it doesn't work. Mashma that anything beforehand will work. You give it first, it works. Even if it becomes a cherish toichidei dibor. The Rashi says it has to be before. If it's afterwards, doesn't work. But if it's before, it works. Right? Right. Before it works. Before it works. Brings Rabbi Chanan Wasserman another raya from Tosfos. Because the Gemara... What? The raya from the Rashi is as follows. The Rashi says that you have to give the Nesina beforehand. If they do the Nesina afterwards, it doesn't work. But mashma, if you do the Nesina beforehand, it works. Doesn't make a difference if he becomes the Scharish even to the Nibor. He says if he's the Scharish Koidem, Rabbi Kamenetsky, the Scharish Koidem, then it's possible. Mashma, the Scharish immediately afterwards, it's good. It seems clear from the Rashba, the Scharish immediately afterwards is okay.
And you wouldn't even need his Kamenetsky.
No, you need a sky mechoy samach.
Even though he said before and after.
He didn't say before and after.
We're only talking about a case where he didn't. What if he did?
When did he say before and after?
He was a bekech, he said before and after, before and after.
Then for sure it's good. For sure it's good. Even okay, but you see, tochdei was not a problem.
You wouldn't need sky mechoy samach.
Right. Says the Rebbe Chanan, I have a raya also from Tosfos. Because Tosfos on Amud Beis says, when do you have to say before and after, before and after? B'shas the Nesina, says Tosfos. What's his raya? You remember the Gemara in Amud Beis? What happens if you don't say Fanachta Fanachta? What do you have to do?
Do it again.
Take it back and give it again. So when do you have to say Fanachta Fanachta? B'shas Nesina. Says Tosfos, yeah, but what about our Gemara? Says our Gemara, it means that he was Nescharish Toich Kedei Dibor when you could still say B'fanachta Fanachta Fanachta.
Rashi says you could give a get and then they can ask you.
Right. No, we don't say you give the get and they ask you. He says you say b'fanei nechtav and they ask you. Yeah. So we said Rashi's also meduik. If they come and nois nolei, Rashi says how many you say it. Akoponim. Tosfos says the following thing. What do you mean that he didn't get a chance to say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam because it's nischarish? You can't say b'fanei nechtav anymore because it's after Menasina. Yossi. We try to bring the right here. After a person gives it, you can't say it anymore. So what do you mean to say that he didn't manage to say Fanei Nechtam and became a Cheresh? You can't say Fanei Nechtam, you did an Asina. Says Tosfos, we're talking about it's Toich Kedei Dibor. That when did he become a Cheresh? Why a second after he gave it, he became a Cheresh? Could he say Fanei Nechtam a second after he gave it? Yes. So the problem is that he became a Cheresh, he wasn't able to say it. But we're talking about a case where he became a Cheresh Toich Kedei Dibor, says Tosfos.
If he did it beforehand.
What?
So if he did it beforehand, if he did it the second after? No,
it's kosher.
It doesn't make the
Nesina. It's kosher. The Nesina is okay, but you didn't manage to say Fanei Nechtam.
Therefore,
the Nesina
is okay.
The Nesina is okay, only problem is you don't have a Fanei Nechtam, Fanei Nechtam. Says from here, the Rebbe Chanan Wasserman in Kovit Shiurim, the following thing. Says Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, what's the halacha if a person does a kinyan and toich the dibor of the kinyan they become a cheresh? I buy a car and a person gives the money on the car and a second after he buys the car he becomes a cheresh. Does it work or does it not work? Is the kinyan chal or not chal? Does it work or does it not work? Rabbi Chanan says, "Nira lohichiach meha ditnan in our Gemara, our Mishnah, that it works, because over here it becomes a cheresh toich kedei dibor of giving the get. So what should happen? It should be no good because." the chalois happened talking and he became a cheresh.
But the woman's not divorced
until he says the final. No, my fresh is going to be divorced.
If he just does the Nesina, he never says the
final. She's going to be divorced. Once, if there's Adam afterwards, she's divorced from the Shas Nesina. She's divorced from Shas Nesina.
I was asking that. Why should it do?
Not here, it's enough
they put it together. They don't have to be mapped in the order
because
here it's enough to put it together. But if the Kenyan
happens together within a Scottish, it's also a problem. So,
again? Here the
fact that they did a shut there.
They're asking that here it shut there.
Why doesn't it shut there? Okay, we're going to have to get to that. Rabbi Chanan brings a raya from over here. You do a kinyan, and click the idea, but you become a cheresh. That kinyan works. He doesn't say why. Mikan brings a raya and says Rabbi Kiv, and says the Rabbi Chanan the haraya azois ein la tshuva ledaiti. Says Rabbi Chanan, there's no slugging up this raya. Ein la tshuva ledaiti. No one's going to slug up this raya. Comes along Rabbi Simcha Wasserman, the son of Rabbi Chanan, and very politely says, my father, or my Rebbe, is Tzarechi and Gadol. Because I slugged it up. Very politely. Tzarechi and Gadol. Because maybe this is a whole different situation over here. There's a Gemara in Nedarim. The Gemara in Nedarim on Daf Pei Zayin Amid Aleph says there's no din of Toich Kedib or Kedib when it comes to Get. Toich Kedib or Kedib works on everything other than Get. So, says Reb Simcha Wasserman, I understand why father's Rai is. True, it works over here, but it works over here because it's Get. Get is different than everything else. What do you mean? No, so you have a kasha on the Gemara on the base. Yeah, he doesn't address that. Good. What? Okay, we have a. No, the rise are okay. We're saying that it works over here, for sure it works over here, because that gets happened in Tokyo Day Dibor. So it will work. But what Rav Chanan says from Mikan is a raya that everywhere a person does a kinyan and Tokede Dibor he becomes a cheresh, there may be, it won't work. Because over there it's regular kinyan. Over there you apply the regular principles of Tokede Dibor Kedibor. Over here it's going to be different. That's Rav Chanan's kasha.
I'll say I give a get when I'm a hence. I give a get. And then let up an old person. I give a get. And then a second later I say,
in
this case,
you
said he'll say, maybe he'll give a get, not say anything, he'll give it back and say,
when
you give him a get.
And again?
A normal person, I give a get.
Right.
I say, but how can
they give a
get? This case is different, because let's say I forget to say, in this case, maybe you might forget to say, even if he's discouraged, you might not even have much to say,
if he becomes a cheresh, he's never going to be able to take it back and give it again because he can't give it. He can't say b'fanach t'fanach. He's a cheresh, right? We're trying to avoid. Let's not look at the b'fanach t'fanach for a second. Just look at the chalois gerish. Pretend there's no b'fanach t'fanach. A person gives a get and becomes a cheresh. Does it work? From over here, we see it works because this talking is talking about Tokhid Dibur. So says Rabbi Chanan, if a person gives a matana and it becomes a cherish, it works. So Rabbi Chanan says the same thing. Fractum Simcha Wasserman, get is different. Get is no din fanach to fanach. I don't understand how you could. There's no din Tokhid Dibur. So I don't understand how you could compare the two. So Gemara in the Dorim Daf Pei Zayin Amid Aleph.
So according to this Gemara,
Taisus
is not Shver
on the
next page.
Says that's what Yossi asked. So what's the Gemara saying on the base? So what's the Pshat of the Gemara in the Dharm on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph? Gemara there says that if a person is Megarish and Isha, and then he changes his mind, Tokhid Dibor, and says, I don't want to do it. I changed my mind. I don't want to do it. So can you be Chayzer Tokhid Dibor? What's the halacha by a regular kinyan? A person sells someone a car. Tolka Libra says, I changed my mind. Can you do that? Yes. By Gerushin, can you do that? No. That's the Gemara means. So, L'chaira, what Reb Simcha Wasserman is saying is, a person becoming a cheresh is like he's being chayzer from his das. The same way you can't be chayzer from your das by Gerushin, you can't become a cheresh. What's a cheresh? He doesn't have
das.
That's called chayzer from your das, but that's only by Gerushin. But by regular kinyan, maybe yes. What does Rabbi Chanan Wasserman hold? He holds different. Rabbi Chanan holds that a person becomes a cheresh. Isn't the pshat he's being chayzer from his das? Or he's just not having any das? He's not chayzer from his das. He just doesn't have das. In other words, is a cheresh someone who is, let's say it this way, puzzled from doing a kinyan? Or just the cheresh is lacking, he's lacking the necessary tools to make a kinyan. He's not a puzzle. He's just lacking the necessary katan. Isn't puzzle, he's going to become a gadol. He just doesn't have the das. So what does it mean when it happens, tochidei dibur becomes a cheresh? So he has das and doesn't have das at the same time. Let's say a person has das and doesn't have das. Can he do a kinyan? He has das and doesn't have das. You can do a kinyan. Let's say a person has das and is mevatel his das at the same time. Can he do his kinyan? He lost his das. What took away his das? Because he said, I changed my mind. A cheresh isn't changing his mind. A cheresh just doesn't have a mind. So if I have my mind because I'm a pikeach, and at the same time I'm a cheresh, says Rabbi Chanan, there's no problem. Because you have das. Part of me doesn't have das, but the part that doesn't have das made the kinyan. I'm two people at the same time. I'm a pikeach and a cheresh.
So
the pikeach can do the kinyan. The cheresh doesn't stop a kinyan. The cheresh just doesn't have the das to make the kinyan. So I made my kinyan.
Why do you even need to have the dibur then? If you have a pikeach and then he becomes a cheresh and he goes ahead and gives it. So you should say
he's not a pikeach anymore. He's not a pikeach anymore. His pikeach is gone. Now all he is a cheresh. Now he's someone without any das. But if he's a pikeach and a cheresh at the same time, which means tochidei dibur, we see him as a pikeach and a cheresh. He has das. There's das for this kinyan. We're good. He's also a cheresh. Who cares? He's also a cheresh. Cheresh doesn't explode. Cheresh doesn't blow up. It doesn't sabotage your das. Just doesn't give you any das. So says Rabbi Chanan, I don't have a problem over here because I have my das from beforehand. The das exists.
So how come when you're a cheresh and you become a pikeach as you're giving it, that wouldn't work? You have das. No, if you're a cheresh.
What happens if a person is a pikeach?
He becomes a cheresh as he gives it.
Because there's no das on the maisa.
No, he's a cheresh and then he gives it as a pikeach.
He doesn't have das on the maisa. There's no das on the maisa.
Pikeach.
Yeah, but the maisa wasn't done correctly. At the same time, he has das, but there's no das on the maisa.
Why not?
Because he did the maisa as a cheresh.
The maisa also needs a das?
Yeah, about
it. So Turkey Dibur wouldn't make it that it's on the maisa?
Yeah, yeah. That has happened before.
They're arguing on how...
Rabotzai, work. We got work to do.
They're arguing on whether...